Hello, Stripper Whispers. This is Corey Michaelis again with my stand-up comedy tour dates. If you don't want to hear them, fast forward 30 seconds twice and then rewind 15 seconds. This weekend, I'll be in Richland, Washington, the Tri-Cities. Tri-Shitties. That's not true. With Brad Upton, but those shows are sold out, so why am I even telling you? Next week, March 6th through 12th, I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Oyo Casino. The weekend after that, I think that used to be the Hooters Casino. The weekend after that, I'll be at JP's Comedy Club in Gilbert, Arizona. A couple warm weekends coming up. If you live in those cities, come see me live and enjoy the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stripper Whisper, take two, the podcast where I get behind the G-string and interview strippers about their lives outside the clubs, what it's like working in the clubs, and how we can all be good customers in their space. I am Corey Michaelis.
And I'm Nikki.
Today, we are interviewing our very first stripper, who is a human man. I don't know why I said human. We haven't interviewed a robot man yet, but Rio.
Maybe one day, right?
It's going that way, right?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to be a cyborg.
Say hey, Rio.
How you guys doing? Welcome. I'm Rio. Pleasure to be in the podcast.
Thanks for joining us. This podcast is obviously fun to listen to, but if you, before we get started, would like to put a face to the voice, check out Rio on Instagram at Party with Rio. You'll see his face and his abs. Or you can join us on our Patreon page at Stripper Whisperer. And now that we've got that boring stuff out of the way, I take a shot to start the podcast, typically because I'm nervous talking to women. And today I'm nervous talking to a man. It's still nerve-wracking. That doesn't change just because you probably have a protein shake because you're a personal trainer or something. Nikki drinks. What is your wine? I haven't asked you.
I always go, if I have the choice, I go Cabernet just because I don't like sweet. My backup is like a Zinfandel, but that's still not my favorite. When I'm trying to have fun, I go tequila, but I can't do that at home. So
there you go.
Yeah. Not right now. All right. And Rio, we may or may not have prepped you to, you we probably don't want to get drunk, but what are you? I saw you were drinking something.
Oh, I'm just drinking water right now. I'm being good.
I had
a long weekend party. So I just got back from Miami the other day.
Oh, I actually saw your Instagram story about that. So yeah, we'll talk about Miami, I guess. We'll talk about it. Vodka, which is basically water for me, same thing, you know. So cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Water. Cheers. I mean, I'm making, I got an empty Remy bottle, so there you go. Cheers.
Yeah,
there you go. I'll take it. That's fair. Some people are very intense. Remy Martin is what? I'm ignorant.
Cognac.
Ah, yes, cognac. Some people are very crazy about, like, if you're out with them and your drink's gone, you're like, oh yeah, they're like, you get some alcohol. I'm like, all right, sorry, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
don't
that's me right there. I'm like, hey, shots.
Yeah. So we typically start out the podcast by, especially now that Nikki has joined season 3 as a co-host, we typically have met the person, but neither of us met you.
No.
So what happened? She just slid into your DMs, or what did you guys slid right in, and what happened?
Yeah, I was creeping. I was like, oh snap, this girl looked good. I need to double tap, man. Oh yeah. Podcast.
Saw the opportunity. And then I was like, oh, look at this, a male stripper, just what we need.
Smart.
Believe it or not, there's not too many, you know. So you're like, oh, I was like, oh shit, this would be good.
Yeah, a lot of my shows, when I meet people, there, I was like, you're the first male stripper I've ever seen. I'm like, oh, it's crazy.
Really? Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I can imagine a scenario of like, I mean, it's never happened to me where a woman slid into my DM. So I don't, you know, but I'd be like, okay. And they're like, want to go to a museum? And you're like, all right, Boring. Oh, yeah. But it's great. And so have you ever talked about it, been interviewed, like, for, I don't know, any publication, TV?
Yeah, we've done so we do Exotica. I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with Exotica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we do that every year. And every now and then we get interviewed, especially because we're like one of the only male review shows that shows up. So we get a few interviews. I'm usually pretty drunk, so I don't really recall too many of them. But
that's always
good. But I'm sure they go well. Always promotion. Free promo, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna claim ignorance here. I don't know what that is, and maybe some of the listeners don't know. So fill us in. Exotica?
Yeah, so Exotica is it's a huge sex convention, porn stars, clubs, entertainers. They travel, I think they travel all over the country. And yeah, they have it in more major cities.
Yeah, I've gone to I went to a stripper convention in Vegas, and then they seemed to like line it right up. They did like AVNs, and then they did the stripper convention, and then they had Exotica after it, which is kind of like, I mean, it's almost kind of like the stripper convention, but it's a little bit different because they like travel around, whereas AVNs are very particular to Vegas, you know? So.
Okay. Interesting. Where did you go to it, Rio?
People.
Chicago. Yeah. They come to Chicago. So. Yeah, I believe I know who runs part of it. Since I get booked for different events, whether it just be like go over there and be a shirtless waiter or just be in prop and like just be there and stand look good, and I'm like, cool. So that's another entertainment. I think she runs Vixen, and I think she manages something with Sonica.
Huh.
So yeah, she's the one that one of my managers first put us on, and then from there just started meeting everybody else.
So that's a good point to point out then. Male stripping is a lot different than female, because do you have a manager? Like, is say Exotica comes and you have somebody that like books your group for that sort of situation, or is it, do you guys outsource yourself and then find yourselves there? Or
I guess it could be a mixture of both. So the manager is the manager from the club I started off with.
Okay.
And she's so since we're part of that Stallion, we're part of the show.
Right.
She sends us information about certain events that may be going on. Like we've done SexCon, we've done Lucy Poppin, Sonica, and right. We've done like a Magic Mike. When the movie came out, we did a movie premiere where we performed right before the night. So it's just more like networking. So she helps us. Helps us networking.
Right.
Then we also do our
own
thing.
Gotcha. And you're in Chicago, living and working. Is that is that the only place you've worked as a stripper or as a dancer?
Mainly around the Midwest, so a lot of Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana. We travel a little outside of here. I try not to travel too much just because I'm pretty booked over here. So it'll take me away from like more shows over here. Unless like a big event, then we'll travel. So for the most part, I stay around the Midwest.
So what gotcha. I'm aware of with male strippers is that there's men that like travel as groups, and then there are like male strip clubs, and then there's like the big, you know, like Chippendales sort of situation. Mm. So does it kind of go hand in hand? Like when men work at a club, say where you work, you also get booked like to do events like that, or you also do your own like house call sort of things? Like, is that like the realm of what takes up that space as a male stripper, I guess you'd say?
Yeah, it's pretty much like by choice. I know some buddies who strictly do just male review shows,
right?
And then I know other dancers who do just private parties.
Right.
I guess it's kind of all up to us. And then you got some shows that will just strictly say you can't do anything else besides the things that we book you for.
Right.
Yeah, so it all depends on what the dancer kind of feels like they need to do.
And at your point where you're at now, what do you have some control over that? Or you do whatever you want? Or do you prefer?
I'm totally independent for the most part.
What's your preference? What do you prefer to do?
private parties for sure. So bachelorette party, yeah, parties. It's, I go, I mean, you got the vibe. The dress feel a little more comfortable because it's just dumb. Also, I'm in and out. I go to my show. Usually last about 45 minutes to an hour unless they book extra or the tips keep coming, you know, as long as the money keeps coming, we're there. And yeah, so then on to the next one. It's nice that we have, that I'll have like four shows back to back. Move from one side of the city to the next side of the city, the next event to a party bus.
So you can do up, you can do, how do you know how many the most you've done in a night is?
I probably was booked for about six and I got to do about five just because of the whole commute and you just have to schedule them in time. But yeah, right. You know, about five is probably the most I've done in one night.
Oh, wow. And then like that extra one, did they just find, yeah, they didn't get screwed out of it, did they? Or did they find somebody
else?
No,
yeah, no.
They didn't send like Paul Blart, right? Like,
no, yeah, it got late. So, and I told them like, it's going to take me about another hour past their scheduled time. So I have, I'm connected with a bunch of other dancers. So we'll just be like, hey, look, I got this other guys who's available and I'll show up. And usually they're like, as long as there's somebody here, send them. I also book dancers as well, so I gotta line up a female dancers and male dancers that if I ever get contacted for it, they'll go and do the shows. And it's about the same thing. Some of the girls that I book, they'll do their own private dances, they'll go spend whatever amount of time they need to. And yeah,
that's so, do you find with like when you say okay, if you're booked for a party or something and like you said, you couldn't make it to that one. Do you find with women that it's like they just want somebody there? Like say with men in the strip club, men are like, I like brunettes, I like big boobs, that's what I want. Whereas women, they're like, we just want a naked man. Like it doesn't matter, you know, like do women call in like, I want a 6'4", he needs to look like Brad Pitt or fucking Ty, you know, like, is that the kind of way the booking goes, or is it, or do they just like, send me somebody?
No, those usually look at the roster lineup, have an idea of what they decide, what they want. Some girls have preferences, others don't have, or it's picky. It all depends. I mean, if it's booked, when it's booked in advance, yeah, they have the preference. They're like, okay, we want this guy, what? Somebody that looks like him at least, or they'll be like, hey, we want a guy that looks like this actor or model or whatever, whoever the good, they usually try to go for whatever the bride or birthday girl wants. They're like, okay, she likes this guy, so let's book somebody that's like this.
Nikki, yeah, have you ever done private parties?
Oh my God, tons. So when I worked at the club that I worked at in California, there was no alcohol, full nudity. And one of like the pulls that we used to have was because like the club had the business license, we used to advertise private parties where we'd be like, hey, we'll come to you. You can drink there and, you know, we can be full nude with your alcohol. And let me tell you, like private parties get fucking wild. Like it's like, cause it's there, people are in their own space, you know, they don't feel like they need to like act a certain way like they do at the club. So in the houses, like, you know, next thing you know, like dudes are naked and fucking like that, you know, taking shirts off and they're, you know, and it's just that comfortability level that I'm sure, like you said, women feel more comfortable when they're at home having a male stripper come as opposed to like going to a male strip club, which I've been to that too, which is that those are like crazy too, you know.
Do the parties get kind of wild? Rio, do you the movies?
Like some from what I've seen, the movies that I've seen, but they can get pretty wild. It all depends on varies on the crowd. Like that's what I like to tell a lot of my clients. Like they're like, oh, how long we be here or what's allowed? And I'm like, honestly, I'm like, and again, for any dancer that's doing their own private parties and they get booked, it's always up to them. They're like, okay, well, I got like a lot of the girls. They don't allow pictures or videos.
Sure.
So I'm always like, yeah, you know, I look at it as free promo for the most part. And then, as long as I'm not completely nude, I'm like, okay, you guys take pictures, videos, everything, we'll take completely naked. Then I'm like, all right, that's when you guys should be a little more discreet. But for the most part, women, you know, they're not going to be posting for all their friends to see and their family members. Like, yeah, look at this naked guy that we got over here. So I feel like that's always easier. Yeah, sure. I don't have to watch out over so much. Where females, on the other hand, I feel like they always want to say, okay, no videos or recording. Or they'll have like if one of my girls gets the book, you know, there's usually like a second dancer or the security that goes with them to make sure that everything. You know, women are not as crazy as men. So when it comes to that.
Do you guys bring security, like as opposed to just yourself? Is there like a protocol for that?
Men, us, we usually bring like an assistant, somebody to control our music, pick up our singles, maybe be part of like
an MC. Yeah, I need to be an assistant.
An assistant to help. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be an assistant. I'll be an assistant.
There you go. See, it's like I get a free show all the time, and I just get to help out.
Unless I'm very professional. So.
He's like, I won't partake.
Yeah, because I mean, relative to women, I mean, Nikki, have you felt unsafe in those scenarios ever?
There has definitely been like, and again, it's like a different sort of situation. Like when men, we always go with bouncers and things like that, just because I personally wouldn't show up by myself, just because you end up in these situations where men tend to get rowdier when they're in their own private area, and then like one thing leads to another, and maybe you told somebody, hey, like I don't want you to smack me on my ass, and 2 seconds later they're like, fuck it, you know. And it's like there has to be somebody there to kind of mitigate like what I said, you know. Whereas I think women are like, at least the male reviews that I've experienced, so I've been to a male strip club, and then we had like a male review come to our strip club, and like women, like they get wild, but as soon as you like throw some shade to them or super stern with them, they're like, oh shit, like I was supposed to do that. You know, they don't get like super aggressive in that sense when they're shut down, I guess you'd say.
Do you ever have to shut people down, Rio, or is it free for all?
No, for the most part, women are always cool and vibe, and I always make sure that they know everything's very professional. I'm there to entertain, and you guys have fun. They rarely ever get out of hand. I've had a few events where I show up and they're already wasted, and they might get a little wilder, a little crazier. Like they might try to attack you, but I'm a guy. I just say no, and for the most part, they'll.
Yeah, you fucking body slam somebody if it came down.
Yeah,
like, but I've been to some shows where I'm just helping out one of my dancers or one of my boys or whatever, and then and it all depends again on the dancer. I'm very, very cool, very chill. I have some who are like, all right, I need this, that, and I have to tell girls like, all right, look, if they tell you not to spank his ass while you're doing this and that, or then bam, you know. Or I have like girls who maybe like every now and then like just try to take away, like if we're walking around with a towel for a second or whatever. It gets hot in the shows. You know, I'm picking up 10, 15 girls back to back. You know, I'm there sweating. So I'm like wiping myself off. So they're like, okay, now.
I could only imagine. Because I've never been in a situation like at a private, like at a bachelorette party like that. But it's like, what do women like ask you for? Do they want you to like pick them up? Like, what's the, you know, is it like,
can
you?
For the most part, like, yeah. No, for the most part, they actually usually don't. It's like, or they'll tell you like, hey, don't do anything crazy. Don't do, and you know, like, all right, cool. But then again, some things that we might not consider crazy or like just a regular move. Like, we do move like moves. Like, we'll pick two girls up or one against the other or flip them. Yeah. Stuff like that. So, I mean, for the most part, everybody, even if they say no, once you do something simple, or once they see you can actually pick them up, they'll be like, oh, snap, well, I ain't never been picked up before.
Now pick me up.
Hey, have you ever been like, yeah, I can't pick you up, sorry.
No, I just know not to try.
Got it.
For you.
I'm like, all right.
Give me a no. Yeah. I see her.
I'm doing more, a safer move with her.
Oh, shit.
I think that the stigma or stereotype, the guess people would have, I think, if they just were asked, would be like, yeah, guys love it. You know, they, guys who are strippers would love to go and, you know, have sex at the, you know, that would be great. They would love that. And women, if they were doing a private party, would be like, don't touch me. Don't come near me. You know, like, but I, you're like you said, you're like pretty clear, like, hey, it's professional. Don't get too crazy, but we'll all, I'm an entertainer. I will entertain you. Yeah, I don't, I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't know how to ask, but like, do you, what's the limit? What's the, where do you, how far is too far?
He's asking if you show penis real. Like,
I know, yeah, you said naked earlier. So.
So for the most part, you get, everything gets booked beforehand and you'll have like the choice of change. Do I want semi-nude or full nude? Or sometimes they'll book me for like at a bar and more of like a, they might have like a little private area, but they feel like, okay, well, we got to follow the venue's rules.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, it all depends, especially because we do, again, like we've done events where it's like a convention where bridal showers are, you know, getting picked and they're like, okay, well, we're going to have a group of strippers here. Just do a quick show, get a little routine, get the whole vibe of like the bachelorette scenery. Some girls, a lot of girls, they're like, well, we've never been to a bachelorette party before or had an old stripper. And they might go online and see like, oh, it's like Dancing Bear type stuff. And then you know, they get that idea. So they'll always compare something that they might have seen in a movie.
In Magic Mike. That's what they're comparing it to. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, I've seen Magic Mike.
So yeah, you have costumes, or do you play a character ever? Or you, is that a common thing? Is that not a thing?
Oh, yeah, costumes. Yeah, costumes also. And usually, like, I would say the most popular is usually cop. You know, it's women to be that bad cop. I've been, you know, again, I'm very, like, open. So I'm like, I've got booked. And they're like, hey, can you wear this dinosaur outfit? And I was like, absolutely. That sounds hilarious.
100%. So
I'm like,
I like it.
Let's go. I'm like, that, cool. So, and then, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
I had like a Harry Potter theme.
What was again, that one?
I've had like a Harry Potter theme party. Oh. Where like, hey, can you come? Get the glasses and everything.
Funny.
So, again, but for the most part, it's always like the usual construction worker, officer, fireman. When a bad boy, that was the easiest. You know, I'm just in a tank top and something comfortable. Yeah, I would definitely say the most popular is definitely cop officer.
Yeah, I dated when I was younger, so I'm like in my 30s now. And when I was 22, I dated a guy that I was living in California at the time, and then I'm from Vegas originally, and I was moving back, and he was like, "Oh, I want to come there with you." I was like, "What the fuck are you gonna do?" You know. He's like, oh, I'm going to become a male stripper. I was like, yeah, sure. Okay. He went there and he did. And it's so funny because they have one club in Vegas that's full nude, like male strip club, like every, you know, and that was his first experience with it. And I'm surprised that he ever went back, because then he went to another club and it was more shows. And like, I remember it being this, like, there were men that they had their routine and their outfits, like, and everybody was like, oh, I'm like, I do toga. And I remember him being like, I'm going to be a mailman. Like, that's going to go great. And it was really good. Cause it's like, but I, in my mind, I was like, you have to be a character. Like, you know, like women were like, oh, we're going to put on this thong tonight. And this is fine. You know, there's nothing there. So it's like,
yeah, I would say that's like a piece of like a, yeah.
So I'm a stand-up comedian. That's my job. And we always say that, like, surprising an audience with comedy is like terrible. You don't want to do it. People need to have some warning in advance. Have you gone to parties where it being a surprise was a problem for some, not a problem, but like, it made it like really awkward or really terrible or really weird?
I've had that. Usually it's never too weird. Mm-hmm. I try to make it fun, and usually they react like, actually, I think my very first private party, there was like the bachelorette or birthday party, but birthday girl was strictly, she said, do not bring a male stripper.
Yeah.
We don't want
that. They're like, oh, we're going to bring a male stripper.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Hey, you got to do it to your friends. So I showed up, this girl got up and started running, ran out of the hotel. They were like, I don't know what to do. It was my first show by myself. And I was like, I'm a chaser. So I just chased. obviously she was still like joking around, and then I was like, hey, we're good. She's like, yeah, we're good. She's like, you just dance around all my friends. And I was like, whatever you want. I'm like, cool, makes it easy.
Yeah,
you know, so as long as you know how to, you know, make sure to not make it weird, it just
be
very smooth and cool and easy.
So how'd you find yourself like stripping? Like how did we get here? You know, like go about like I'm gonna do it. You know, that's
it actually started with one of my really good buddies. He was a stripper, and he used to travel like an hour away to a specific club. I forget what the name of it was, but it was like in Lake Geneva or something like that. Maybe about 45 minutes to an hour away from Chicago. And then he started there. Then he found another club, and I would work out with him on a daily basis. And then he'd be like, hey, I'm practicing this routine. You want to help me? And I'd be like, sure, why not?
Sure.
And we just practice this little routine all the time. And then one day, because at that time I was working at a restaurant every night, so I couldn't really do the stripping thing, even though he's like, hey, you should do it. And one night I was off, and he's like, hey, we got the show today. Want to come through? Check it out, see what's up. I checked it out. The manager was like, hey, why don't you go up there too? And he's like, we could do the routine that you always practice with me at the gym. And I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
And went up there and just felt pretty chill, natural. I've always felt like I've been an entertainer by nature and just go with the flow, whatever. So it was not nerve-wracking, really. It just felt like, okay, what am I doing? I'm like, okay, I only practiced it with him like every other week or something. So I had an idea of what it was like. But I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just go out there and see what it is. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. The manager liked me. She was like, well, whenever you want to come, come. At some point, I changed jobs and I had the weekend nights free. So I was like, all right, let's pursue this and let's see how it goes. I became really close with all the guys from the club. We were really cool. We started promoting everything. And then from there on, it just became history. We're at the club every weekend.
Is there a high turnover rate? Like, are there a lot of men that start and then they're like, oh, can't do this? Or is it like once you start doing it, like you do it for a while? Because I've noticed that I've seen men at least throughout, like, you know, seeing male strippers and like they've just done it for a long time. It's like almost once you start doing it, it's like, well, why would you not? Like men like get better into their like 30s and 40s. You're like, you just do this until you don't, you know.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely maybe like a 50% that stay.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I think it just depends. It depends on the type of feedback that you get, how comfortable you feel with everything, what type of parties you're doing. Are you sticking to private parties? Or there are a lot of guys that will come and they'll be like, all right, well, I'm just doing the shows. And that's just what they'll do. Because a lot of times they'll be like, oh, this is easy. I've got to dance with women. And then they'll realize, like, damn, I've been here for 5 minutes and I still got another 40 minutes to dance. What do I do?
You're like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, no, I've met a lot of guys who came in and they just never showed up again, or who came in, did a few shows. And I mean, it's always easier to start off, in my opinion, at a club just because you know, you only got to stay for a set or every now and then. You don't have to know that, okay, it's me just by myself. So, even if they don't like me, they got another dancer that will make them happy or whatever.
Right, right.
So
at least that's based on what I've seen.
Right.
So the business model of a club is as compared to strip club with women is like ticket purchase. That's where the money comes from for the club, or and then
yeah, that and like liquor sales.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, it depends. Like male review shows.
Right.
They'll do ticket sales. They'll get the profit off that, pay out. Obviously, everybody got to pay out. And then for the most part, I'm aware that it kind of varies based on what kind of contract they have with the venue or if it's their own venue. Some of them will just rent out like the venue for like 3-4 hours, or depending how long the show may be. And then they got to do like, okay, 50% sales or liquor sales go to the show, the other goes to the club or whatever agreement they may have. But for the most part, yeah, I think ticket sales would be where the revenue comes from. Now the show, the club that I started with is actually a female strip club. So they would have a female strip club on one side, and then they just wanted to add an extra side to have male strippers there. Mm-hmm. And that would be a little more like similar to the female strip club. And that was all their money from the liquor sales. So liquor sales, ticket sales, promotion. And then afterwards, our show would end and they would be like, all right, all the girls could still go next door and continue partying with the girls or dancing. And they'll just get more money off that as well. So it just, those are like the two main ways that I think of
right.
money as, yeah, as a club.
Right. Because you guys aren't like, have you done the scenario of like walking around on the floor and trying to get private dances? Is that a thing that happens ever? Or is
So
only shows. Oh, it's that as well. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll walk the floor as well. I think I know there's some shows that we'll do like all right, at this time, okay, we'll do the set. It'll be like a quick little show, and then let's say 5 minutes, and then afterwards, all the guys just come out, go through the crowd, get your dances, and then go back to the back, and then the next show or the next scene or whatever you may want to call it would be the main event.
Mm. It's less like, because in women's strip clubs, obviously there's like private rooms and men like want to be by themselves getting dances. But is it more in the male strip club? It's like you kind of walk the floor and you do like a dance right there with like all the women around. And it's sort of like that situation. So it's less about like men in women's strip clubs, they seek like intimacy. But I feel like in men or male strip clubs, it's more like just the dances on the floor. And it's not so much about like, ooh, I'm going to go sneak off and be in the private with this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, it's definitely more like it's more like a show.
Yeah.
More like an event, yeah. So it's definitely more like that for the most part and most shows. Some of them, to my knowledge, they don't even have like private dances. They'll be like right there if you get the private dance. And do your song, and then all right, or however you feel like. That's one girl that keeps on tipping you. You might be there for as long as she stops tipping.
Are women big spenders? How does that go? Is it?
I think it varies. It varies. Yeah. I've had groups that don't spend too much, and then you've had groups that just go all out and.
Yeah, they're like, we got the male stripper. We're going out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it really depends on the group. For most part, it's not, again, men, you know, they're like, hey, you're a hot girl. All right, let's see how far this can go. I'm going to just keep throwing money. And women, for the most part, they're like, all right, well, I'm going to tip you, enjoy the dances, and let you go on to the next.
Right. That makes sense.
A common thing lately in the last, well, nothing's common in the last 2 years, but in the last several years has been off nights, like Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Comedy clubs have been booking male reviews to come through on their off nights. And the most common one that I've seen is just the Thunder from Down Under group, but there's other ones as well. Did you know about, have you heard about this? Have you done any of that? Or do you know anything about that? Like a third party room booking your.
Yeah. 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 They've done that. We've done a few of those, not too often, but yeah, they'll have like whatever the main thing is. And then they'll be like, all right, well, this is something I should throw in on, let's say Wednesday night, Wet Wednesday, or something like that, you know, come over
there. Yeah.
Wet Wednesday. Yeah, but...
It would be so weird to be like, I feel like it would be so, I don't know. It feels like you need a dedicated space, or, you know, just because I can go to anywhere with a stage, I can go to stand up, like whatever, who cares?
Uh-huh.
But like, it feels like you would need a dedicated, like, it would be so much better in a space that's conducive to, you know, the stage. Like most comedy club stages are like 10 foot by 10 foot. Like, I don't even, you know.
Yeah, now for the most part, yeah, ideally you want the space. Again, I do a lot of private parties. So for the most part, I'm in like a hotel room or a venue room. So those get a little, since I've done it for a minute now, it's easier for me to let them know, all right, I need some chairs over there. I need the birthday girl in the center. put this over here. Let's see the speaker. So it's a little more like, all right. And since I've done shows, like mail review shows and private parties and random events, I feel like I get an idea of, okay, what works the best. Sometimes I have requested, be like, oh, can you do it outside? The party's outside. And I'm always like, no, I guess so. No, ideally, don't book outside.
Yeah,
especially because, yeah, we do put a lot of, again, we pick up, we do tricks while the girls on the floor. And if they're going to go out afterwards, or even if they're staying in, usually girls are dressed up nice. You don't want to like ruin their dress, or it randomly starts raining. Inside is easier. It could be whatever. As long as it's inside, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
Are the bachelorettes like the craziest ones? Do you find, do you get in situations where girls are like, never mind, I don't want to do it. You know, like, I don't want to get married. Like, here's this guy.
that's a common comment. Like, I don't know. I feel like, oh, I think I'm done. I'm not getting married no more. So that's obviously usually the joke. But yeah, that's a common comment. Yeah. So yeah.
Funny.
But yeah. Again, from my experiences though, again, I always try to like be mannerful, especially with such a sexual like thing, that as soon as you make it like, okay, well, this is cash, so they're like, okay, well, they get the vibe. I'm sure there's some dancers who are like, let's go, or whatever. Again, yeah, so.
Right. Is there a hierarchy in terms of like, does every male stripper want to get to the point where they're like, what? Like, private parties that I book myself and I don't have to share the money with anybody, or like for comedy, it's like run my own tour at a theater. Everybody pays for ticket. I get the ticket money. That would be like the best. Is there a top like for what you do?
Oh, I think that would just be like very depending on the dancers. Some dancers would just be like, I want to go, just bring me. I don't got to worry about it. Hey, is anybody going to show up? You know, some of the dancers I know have booked big events and been very successful, and others have had bad experiences okay, well, we came out of loss. So it all depends, you know, marketing, just like any other entertainment show.
Yeah, because some people are probably like, yeah, I'd just rather not have to deal with any of that shit and just dance and get my money and bounce. You're like saying, I would prefer the private parties by far. And on your Instagram, you're like going, hey, book me. Is that if someone booking you through any other agency or group, or at this point, can they just book directly through you?
Oh, they can book directly through me, but I'm also in a few different websites.
Gotcha.
Partner up with different agencies.
Gotcha.
And then they'll get their current, you know, and whatever their booking fee may be. And then I always get my own base pay on my tips, and I don't gotta tell them, hey, I'm here or anything. They just know. Especially because I've done it for over, I think now it's close to 6 years, for sure over 5. So it's gotten easier, and I've slowly been working, building clientele, and I get a lot of referrals and promoting on social media. Social media helps me get a lot of bookings, so that helps out a lot.
Is there ever a situation where you like worry about the law or anything? Is that anything that you ever have to take into consideration? I know there's plenty of like, for women, they do like sting operations, you know, because they'll book girls for, you know, girls will say that they're like going to a private party and really they're escorting, you know, and it's like, is that something that male strippers deal with, like when you're booking bachelorette parties, or is it more of like an inner network to where you kind of know who you're going to and whatnot?
For the most part, I would see, for the most part, no, that's not really ever something that comes into mind. The biggest thing that I would ever think about when it comes to like law stuff would be maybe an injury or something like that. You know, that would be more of like what my stigma would be when it comes to it. But for the most part, everything always, you know, like you said, you know what to do with this girl, what not to do with that girl.
Right.
So for the most part,
it seems like pretty, like, you know, our experience with this podcast is that, you know, there's a lot of negative stereotypes about women who strip. There's a lot of like frustrating customers that are difficult to deal with. And for the most part, it sounds like you're like, no, it's all pretty chill and cool and like whatever. Yeah. But are there... Go ahead.
I'm also a very optimistic person. So yeah, for me, you know, the universe takes care of me. I don't know. I do a lot of crazy stuff and I'm here. So yeah, that's cool.
Are there downsides? Are there things that are like, this part of the job kind of sucks, you know, but hey, what are you going to do?
I guess maybe if you show up to a party and I mean, obviously you get paid your base salary or your base pay. But I guess maybe if they don't tip well, that's probably the biggest downside. That's probably the biggest downside for me. Again, if you perform well, for the most part, you pretty well. Now, thanks to like digital payments, like Cash App and stuff, it's even if they don't have cash, especially because now a lot of people don't carry cash. Like I always show up with my own singles. That would be so tip for any other dancer, females or not. Yeah, exactly. And hey, you didn't get a chance to go to the bank and take out singles. It's fine. Don't worry. Like, I got it. So for any other dancer that doesn't do that. And also it lets them know you're there and then you expect tips.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, well, you guys need any singles? So even if they don't, they may have, especially because a lot of them don't, it may be like their first party ever, then they don't know what to expect. So at least that gives them an idea like, oh, okay, we'll need those singles.
Yeah, a lot of businesses, especially entertainment, you teach audiences or customers how to behave because they don't know sometimes. They just literally have no idea. So that's interesting. Nikki, what were you gonna say? Sorry.
So who's the perfect patron to you then? Is it just somebody that's tipping well, or is it like you show up and there's like supermodels there? Like what's a great night? Like
a great night sounds they tip well, that's top. To me, the hottest girl in the room is the one that's throwing the most money. So
top.
That's fair. That's the one. I'm like, yup, I like you. So that, I mean, being attractive, that always helps out, you know, because then it's easier to like really be like, okay, well,
doesn't more seem so more fake. Show.
Yeah, exactly. And it's usually, you know, again, I make sure that it's always, it comes to natural. You just know what to do, what is this, do that. But so I guess if you call it a perfect world, be attractive women that spend a lot of money and most of all that they have fun. You know, like they have like, they could be throwing money or sometimes though you might be like, damn, what am I doing if they're not looking like they're having fun as much? That's also a big thing. The vibe is a big thing. So if it's a good vibe, attractive, or as long as it's a good vibe and there's money, that's top tier. Attractiveness would be like, cool.
Okay, he's in it for the money, people.
Nikki, do you care? Does that ever, in your history of dancing, Nikki, have you ever been concerned with or interested in the attractiveness of the customer? Does that even come into play or your mind at all?
Yeah, hell.
Oh, all right.
Fuck yeah! Like you can. It's always one of those things because in the women's strip club, it's a little bit different because usually on like busier nights, men come in groups and whatnot, so I guess it's like the same sort of situation. And you can always like, you know, you could pick out somebody that you're like, damn, that person's attractive in the crowd. And then if the time comes that they like also want to spend money, you're like, well, what the fuck have you been? You know, you end up like like having like a good time for a dance, and it doesn't feel, I guess it sounds so like stupid, but it doesn't feel so much like work. You know, you're like, I was just like in this steamy hot situation and somebody gave me money for it, you know? So who complains, you know?
Yeah, there you go. See?
You're like, I imagine. Right. And I imagine ego, you know, I mean, we all have egos. And so like, you know, there's flattery. There's a significant amount of flattery involved in, but the equal amount of like, again, stand up. That's part of why the podcast exists, because there's similarities. But like the fact that I could get like huge applause and reaction and laughter and whatever, I could also get crickets. Ooh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, definitely.
So does that bug you if you get crickets? You know, whatever your version of crickets is, I know you were saying, Rio, like, I want them to have fun. And that's partly because that's for them, but you're also like, damn, what the fuck? These are all my moves, baby. These are all the jokes I got, you know? Like,
what's up?
Pulling out the secret weapon and you're like, damn, still no?
Still nothing?
What's the secret weapon? The helicopter
I think we know what it is. It's not that secret.
I will tell you, I went to a male review and it was funny because, like I said, it was at the strip club that I worked at. And so as the strippers, we got like free entry to it or something, you know, and then there was like women that came. They were obviously not strippers. So when the men came off stage from doing their acts, they walked around and they immediately came to the stripper table because we were a bunch of strippers there. And like this dude, I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to get a dance. This dude went to like put his balls on my face. And I was like, nope, I draw the line there. Like, you're not teabagging me. I'm not paying for that, you know?
Paint only.
Yeah, like
I have standards.
So, you know, when you say secret weapon, you just gotta add, like, backflip into, like, you know, who knows?
Oh yeah, maybe you have like, do you have like a move that's like, oh, like a wrestler, like the Rio raindrop or something? Yeah. Or I don't know.
There you go.
There's a few moves. I mean, for the most part, like when you do like a flip or something more than just like a simple row, or again, like picking girls up, those tend to get good feedback for the most part.
Gotcha.
Like doing the two girls at once goes crazy. You know, they're like, oh, especially from the rest of the crowd. There's specific little moves that you can do there. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
That just shows how many women really want threesomes. They're like, my God, two girls.
That's their perception of what it's like. Yeah, that's interesting. For those of you just listening to the podcast right now, Rio's standing on his chair helicoptering his penis. So join the Patreon to make sure you see that. You said you also before we started recording, you said you also, I mean, you got other stuff you do. You don't just do dancing. You do some personal training, and those are both very, very physical, you know, oriented work.
Yeah.
Do you plan on just kind of pursuing, you know, personal training and dancing for as long as you possibly can, or do you even think about that ever?
I mean, so I started this real estate company with one of my buddies from college, and so that's one of the big things. I love finances, so literally just investing, the stock market, crypto. I'm working on my own agency since I already pretty much have it. But it's just not all set up properly. So that's another one. So that, you know, I'd rather be like, I like setting up, making sure that everybody gets paid. So marketing is a thing that I feel like I'm good at. So I might as well put that into, you know, what I do and get paid and send other dancers out. You know, I've learned that the best way to make extra money is by adding something that you're kind of already doing and just figure out how you can make more money out of what you're already, the field you're already in, whether it be selling merch or modeling. I do modeling as well. So that's a little extra. But yeah, no, ideally investing in real estate is just the main goal. But that, my goal for this year is checking out seeing if I could rent out. I got issues with cars. Like, I have four local cars, so I'm always in a different car and renting out. And I had to rent out a car not too long ago, and I realized how lucrative it could be. So I'm like, man, I'm like, or how expensive it could be. So I'm like, I need to be on the other side. So I ideally have a few cars out and websites to be rented out, and one day hopefully have that be a major source of income. I'm working on clothing lines. Got two clothing lines I'm working on. Trying to get into the cannabis industry as well. So, you
know, just entrepreneurial stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well rounded.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
The goal is to make money.
The goal is to make money and have the freedom to do what I please when I please.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
financial freedom. Goal. Yeah.
Does the stripping affect relationships? Like, that's got to be something that
I mean, as a woman stripper, it affects relationships. So is that something that you've dealt with that, you know, it, in a woman's mind, you're like, you're going to do what, you know? So I mean, is that something that you've kind of like put on the back burner? Is it something that if it happens, it happens? Like, what's the...
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, that's kind of how it goes. Also, I feel like it might not be fair. Like, let's say if I do have a significant other to be knowing that I'm out there and dancing half naked or fully naked and grabbing other girls, you know, I feel like that could be psychologically messed up for somebody, especially if they're not in the industry. Like, a lot of female dancers will be like, oh, cool. I'm like, you could get me. They're like, because then they'll start telling me like, oh, well, my boyfriend doesn't want me at the club, woo, this and that. And they're like, but look, you do the same thing, so you get it. And in a way, you do get it. You can especially see it. And I'm in the night. I'm outside a lot. So you also get an idea of like, okay, well, it's not really like that. But as a guy that, I'm assuming if you date a stripper, I've never dated a stripper, but if you did, not that I have anything against it, but if you did and you go see at the club and then you see her twerking on the guy, and then this, I mean, I don't know, this guy may be spending a lot of money and it's going home with you, but you're like, damn, you know? This is what other friends like, that I know would be like.
Yeah, you so have to be. Part,
yeah.
Yeah. You have to find someone who's secure part, and cool with it, legitimately, and not just pretending to be. But I, you know, I mean, I think it's fair to, like you're saying, I think it's fair to be like, I don't know. I think people can say like, you know what, that's not for me, and that's okay too, without judgment, you know, or without yeah. it being your problem, that, you know, making it your problem. That's not my problem. That you know, it's something you're not into. But I suspect there are people, and Nikki, you could probably speak to this, that think like, well, eventually they'll stop, or, you know, I can get them to get out. I'll help them get into something else, and then they won't do it. And
I
don't know.
It's hard for people that aren't in the world to like wrap their mind around that, like, it's a job, you know, like I go to my job and I make a lot of money at it. So like, it's hard to then try to justify, especially to somebody that cares about you or that like has a motive towards you. They're like, okay, well, that's your job, but do you understand what your job is? You're like fulfilling other people's fantasies. And in my mind, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that part. You know, I was just going there for the money, you know? So, sure. And it's, I can see how, and I mean, I can only imagine, because you definitely, like on our side of things, you run across men that obviously have like jealousy, but I could only imagine being a man and like having a girlfriend at home and her being like, what do you mean? You didn't think that girl was attractive? You said you were going to be fucking home, you know? And it's like, so I could see.
Were they hot tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well. They were all whales. So, you know, I could see
definitely.
A male perspective.
That's my wife, she even, I mean, when I was married, you know, there was insecurity things for both of us or whatever. It's another topic. But like, even when we went to a spa, you know, and the two massage therapists walked in to pick us, you know, like, she would be like,
No.
And I was like, one time I remember a woman came in, two women walked in, one was like kind of a butch lesbian, and one was like really attractive, not really my type, but very pretty woman. And she was like, Corey? And I was like, sorry. You know. She said, I can't, what am I gonna say? Like, I mean, I can imagine there would be issues, but do you have, so currently you're just a single guy out partying, or like, do you, if your life is in the party scene, or your work is in the party scene and nightlife, then what's the personal fun? Well, you know, how do you do that?
I try to make more money, but that's always the fun part. But again, you know, for the most part, I try to have a balance. Go, you know, just the working out part. I love working out, of course. So that always helps out. Self-development, just improving, learning more. Like watching, you know, my favorite things like eating and drinking, where most of my money goes, eating, drinking, getting food, trying out different spots. That's more where like the fun is at, experiencing different places, traveling. You know, I tend to go to out of town, I don't know, maybe like at least if it's not every month, every other month. So, you know, the point that it gets tiring, but yeah, that's fun. Going out with my friends usually, again, since I'm always busy throughout the day for the most, and I stay up late, you know, I go after work, meet with the club.
Yeah.
Is that a thing in like when you do bachelorette parties and stuff, is it more like, say we did this podcast a little bit later because you said you were kind of busier during the day. Do you normally, when you do bachelorette parties, is it in the evening? Is it sometimes like during the day? Is there like a cap, like, oh, I don't go out past midnight? Like, is it kind of, because in the strip club world, you're like, oh, shit doesn't get popping until like 1 a.m., you know? So.
Right.
Yeah, now for private parties, it tends to be, I'd say, I mean, there's obviously, I always said it would start like early. Like, I've done a party like at noon. Kind of weird, but hey, you know,
hey,
whatever. I'm like, damn, I didn't get a chance to hit the gym yet.
Yeah.
So then, but majority of times, I guess, like the earlier parties tend to be like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Okay. And the latest party I've ever done will be like 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning.
Damn, okay.
See that. And then once it gets that past, I'm ideally, I try to keep no later than like midnight. Also, because by that time, they've already been drinking and partying. And that's when you get to a party that's just, everyone's messed up. Some people are throwing up, you know, so.
Crying.
At first, you don't think about it, but after parties and parties, you're just like, yeah, missing the ex, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But, that's when you try to avoid those times. But if you got parties back to back in the night, then you kind of have no choice but to be like, all right, well, I'll be there. Can you guys make it at this party at this time instead? And sometimes they'll be like, all right, well, we're going to go to the club or whatever, have dinner, and then when you can show up, or we're going to go to the club and ideally we want you here before we leave.
Right.
Okay.
So it ranges like that. The majority of time it's there.
I could only imagine dealing with a bunch of drunk women.
Holy. That's how my ex used to take off his shirt.
Ah. Oh my God.
Trying so hard to get you to. So family and friends and everybody in your life knows what you do. I mean, you can't, it seems like pretty hard for you to be secretive, even if you wanted to be. But it doesn't sound like you care. Or is there anybody that you're like, I'd prefer grandma Tita to not know or whatever?
No, not really. I mean, for the most part, like at first I try to like, I don't really try to keep, it's just how I am anyway. I don't tell anybody anything, but hey, if you find out, you find out. And there you go. I mean, it's my life. I've been, you know, I've done my own thing for like most of my life. So it's never really had a concern with what family thought or anything like that. So it's always been pretty simple for me to just do whatever I want. Again, that's my goal. So I live my life. Like, hey, I don't tell nobody what to do with their lives for the purpose that you can't tell me what to do with mine.
There you go. That's a good way to go about it.
Good words to live by. Well, that was, I mean, super interesting to hear about. I hope we can, if you know other folk, I mean, you obviously work with other people, but we would love to interview more men and hear about it.
Definitely.
I don't really ask the women their sexual orientation. It comes up, but I assume there's some gay man strippers. That would be interesting. I'd be curious to know what those private parties are like. Have you performed for men?
No, I have not, but sometimes there'll be like a dude in the crowd or whatever. Like, and I was gonna ask him, like, hey, cause, you know, they'll be like, hey, do you mind if there's a dude here? And for the most part, I'm like, as long as they're cool with me not actually performing on them or whatever,
sure,
because I know it's like, yeah, it's not gonna be the same. Like, you know, like as we mentioned, obviously, yeah. if it's an attractive girl, I'm gonna perform a little more. Like, oh, this is fun compared to like if it's not an attractive girl. So it's kind of the same thing with if it's a guy. But yeah. Again, my thing is like make sure that everyone's having a fun time. So I'm like, I could grab like a girl, I'm like, hey, twerk on him, do whatever. I just make sure that I'm with the crowd and make sure that I'm like, okay, everyone's having fun, cool, awesome. Like, the interaction is like I told my like when they're booking me, they're asking how is it or whatever. I'm like interaction, like there's a big interaction. Like someone's like, hey, we don't want you to touch this and do that like that. I'm like, all right, that's fine, but I'm like, just know that my shows are very interactive. So if that's not cool with you, I can try to find somebody else that would be more within what you want.
Better fit.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no.
Well, great. Well, Rio, thanks for it. Yeah, it was great. Party with Rio. Oh, I said that correctly, didn't I? Oh, there it is. Yep, Party with Rio on Instagram and TikTok as well. And we're gonna get him on OnlyFans here soon.
You guys are convincing me.
Nikki is tattooed on all the things.
I only have Instagram and OnlyFans. I can't. Okay. I feel like I'm too fucking old to figure out a TikTok, so I gave up on that. And I think I've had a Twitter, but I don't know how to use that either. So.
It's somewhere. Twitter. Anything's allowed on Twitter.
I know. You know, a lot actually talking about OnlyFans. I post a lot on Reddit. I told you. And I had a guy. That, I mean, I don't know if that's extreme as you're going, but he like reached out to me and he was like a very attractive, like mixed dude, you know? And he was like, oh, I just fly around the country and I fuck girls for my OnlyFans. And I was like, well, I don't do that, but I can see how that's profitable, you know? So I don't know if that's a
point
you want to go with.
You mentioned that and then they pay him to do that, or he posted consent from the girls.
He has like I looked at his page because I was like, let me see if this motherfucker actually has some followers, and he's like, I don't know, in the top 1.0% or something, and his like he just goes around and fucks girls, and I was like, well, I guess somebody's paying for it. You know,
damn it.
Corey, what are you doing?
I got into comedy? What the hell's wrong with me?
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. And then I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. And on Instagram, we are at Stripper Podcast. On Patreon, we're at Stripper Whisperer. So follow both of those. Thanks. I'll hit stop and then stick around for just a minute. Bye, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.